Okay. We'll start on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis over there. The David Mihavi Yoda. The Gemara previously over here in yesterday's daf told us that a posuk really. Either he always got up by Chatzos, or he always got up earlier and he learned till Chatzos, and afterwards he davened, whatever. But it's clear that David HaMelech knew when Chatzos was. In fact, the Gemara, the David, mi habi yoda palge de leili emas. How could it be that David could pinpoint Chatzos? Hashto Moshe Rabbeinu lo havi yoda. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly when Chatzos was. Dechsev ka Chatzos alayla ni yoytzi b'toich Mitzrayim. My kachatzois, kachatzois like approximately close to chatzois, and he ate say besoich mitzrayim. My kachatzois, what's up? Is kachatzois? Ilaim adom lekutche brichu kachatzois. If you tell me Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu kachatzois, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu around chatzois, I'll bring makas proyris. That can't be. Mikasveke kam shmaya. I mean, Hashem doesn't have to say approximately by chatzois. Hashem knows when chatzois is. He would have said at chatzois. Elo de omalei bachatzois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Makas prayerfully at exactly Chatzos. Ve'ose iu ve'oma kachatzos. He changed it and he said kachatzos. Alma mesapkele, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't pinpoint Chatzos. Va'dover ha'v'yoda. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have his digital watch with him, so how did Dover HaMelech zero in on it? Zog Dikimori had a system. Dover Simna ha'vole, he had a simen. Domer of Achab Abizna, Omer Pshim Chsido, Kinor Hoyotoli Lamailam Imitosel Shel David. He had a kino, Zabsakiv, it's a wind instrument, and the holes were pointed to the north. The Kavin Shigir Tseis Laila, Bo Ruach Tzvainis, Von Hashevis Bo, Umenag, May Elov. The north wind, the north wind blows through the day, but at Chatzos it blows only by itself. So at that point it would make the kino play. So he knew, he had Poshad and built an alarm clock. Is miyadho yoimid voisik b'toyrat she'olo amud ha'shachar. So that's the first terror. Since again, we have a problem here. Rabbeinu didn't know, seems like he didn't know exactly when Chatzos was. And David did. So the first terror is that David had a simon portrait. He had a psa'akino. He wasn't going to bring a posuk soon, how we know that. And we're going to have two more terror scenes. But meantime, the Gemara gets a little bit sidetracked over here with what he did during the day. Kevin she'olo amud ha'shachar, nichnesu chachmi yisrael etzlo. Omru lo, adoneinu ha'melech. Amchu Yisrael tzichem parnosa. The matzav is tight. We need parnosa. Omer lahem. Lechu v'hisparnas huzem izet. So go and be misparnas. One from the other. One should help out the other. Omer lo. En ha-koymetz masbiya sari. Ven ha-bor mismala michlu yosa. En ha-koymetz masbiya sari means a koymetz a little bit, like a handful. A handful of food can't satisfy a lion. Meaning there's not enough to go around. Ven ha-bor mismala michlu yosa. A pit can't be filled. Where Rashi learned is you have a pit, right? You want to fill it. So you'll dig down a little deeper earth and put it in. You're not going to get anywhere. It's just, same thing. I'm telling you, what are you telling me? Maybe find one from there's not enough to go around here. Go to war, and we'll take in more things. Miyad. So there were three steps before they went to war. Yoyatzim b'chi toifel. First, they would take an eitzah from Achitofel. Rashi says how they should go, how they should set up the milchama strategy. V'nimlochim b'Sanhedrin. Then they would ask Sanhedrin. They would have to give reshus Sanhedrin, a mission Sanhedrin. They can't go to milchama without reshus from Sanhedrin. Very interesting. Rashi throws in also kedesh yispalalu aleihem that the Sanhedrin should daven with them. I don't know why he needs that. Haloch, you can't go to war unless you have reshus from Sanhedrin. I don't know why Rashi had to throw that in there. Number three, v'shoylim uvertumim. Then they would ask, in other words, it's an interesting Seder they had here. The Rashi points out, they would take Eitzah from Achitofel, then they would check with Ur V'tumim if his Eitzah made sense. So the checks and balances. Omer V'yosef, my crew, where's a posuk to this three-step process? Dichsiv, a posuk in Divrei Hayom. Now, I'm reading it the way it's printed in the Gemara, which is the way Rashi is goyris. There's definitely a problem here, because I'm sure you all know Divrei Hayom well. It's not what it says there. The pasuk there does not say what it says here, but I'm going with what it says in the Gemara. That's how Rashi learns it. There's a major problem here, but we're moving on. Va'atzas Achitofel asher yoatz bayomim hohen kasher yishal ish bedvar elikim. So we see he was a yoyitz. points out the Raj with this pasuk. If you know Nach, this prokim after prokim, the Achitofel was a yoyetz. So we need this pasuk for. But we're trying to show that he was yoyetz together with the Urim v'Tumim. That's what we're trying to show here. It's an interesting system. They asked an eitz from him, then they checked the Urim v'Tumim. This pasuk shows us they did like Atzas Achitofel that he told them, Kasha Yish Alish V'Dar Lekim. And then they asked the Urim v'Tumim. That's what we're trying to show here. If the pasuk, now, what does this pasuk say? 1 minute. I'm sorry. I skipped the line. I'm sorry. My crew. Achri Achitofel, after Achitofel, b'no Yohu ben Yehoyada, ve'ev Yosar, v'sar tzvola melech Yoyev. Now, let's go through this pasuk. Achitofel ze Yoyetz. That's the first thing. They were took an eitz machitofel, kenu omer, v'atzas Achitofel, asher yoyetz v'yom ameim, kasher yishal ish b'dvar lekim. Next, it said in that pasuk, after Achitofel, they went to b'no Yohu ben Yehoyada. B'no Yohu ben Yehoyada ze Sanhedrin. Now, that we're not proving. Rashi learns that we knew. So that's the second step. After Achitofel, they went to Bino Yo. That's what we said before. They were Yoyitzim Achitofel, then Imlochim Sanhedrin. The next thing we said was they went to Urim V'Tumim. What does it say in the Pasuk after Bino Yo? Ve'ev Yosar. Zog the Gemara, Ve'ev Yosar Elu Urim V'Tumim. How do we know that Ev Yosar is the Koyan on the Urim V'Tumim? Ve'chein Uom Pasuk in Shmuel. Ubno Yo, interesting way the Gemara proves it. Ubno Yo Ben Yehoyodo Al HaKresi V'Al HaPlesi. Bino Yo Ben Yehoyodo was on, quote, or next to the Kresi Uplesi. What's Kresi Uplesi? The Lomanikra Shvom Kresi Uplesi. That's the Urim V'Tumim. Why is Urim V'Tumim called Kresi Uplesi? Kresi Shekorsim Divrayim. That they clearly cut, they say clearly defined statements, not more, not less, talks to the point. Places Shen Mufloim Divrayim. It's wondrous. Oh, meantime, so what do you see from here, learns Rashi? We first go to Achitofel, then we go to Bino Yo, who's the Sanhedrin. What's right after Bino Yo, who Ben Yehoyada? Ala Kresi Vala Plesi. We see from there, the next step after Bino Yo is the Urim V'Tumim. So we now know that that pasuk that said after Bino Yo, Yav Yosef, means he was the Kayan on the Urim V'Tumim. What's the next step? Besides Svala Melech Yoyev. Then they went to war. V'yachar Gassat Svala Melech Yoyev. Where's a remez in the pasuk that he had a wake up call, that he had an alarm clock? Kino, ura koydi, ura nevel, the kino, ura shochar. He used the kino or ura shochar. He woke up the morning. I mean, he got up before the morning. Most people, the one or other melachim, as he said yesterday, or he's going to soon say again, shar melachim, the morning wakes them up. I wake up the morning, meaning I'm up and around already, like the guys in the shiur. We're up and around before the morning. We'll soon be after, before the nets. It's closing in on us. But kids, that's the first teretz. We had a kasha. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was, how did Dov HaMelech know when Chatzos was? The answer, he had to give his alarm clock system. Next teretz. Reb Zeroma Moshe L'Oilam Hava Yoda. Moshe did know when Chatzos was. Why did he say Kachatzos? He was afraid the Chatum Mitzrayim didn't know when Chatzos was. What's he going to say? He's going to say the Mark is coming at exactly Chatzos. They will figure Chatzos at a few minutes earlier. They'll say Moshe doesn't know what he's talking about. So to cover for that, he said Kachatzos. But he zichah knew when Chatzos was. Reb Zeira Moshe Lolam have a yoda. V'dovid Nami have a yoda. V'kema the Dovid have a yoda. Well, first, Kasha, before that, Dovid knew what he needed the kino for. Kino lomale l'asuri mishno. So he needed to wake him up. Or v'kema the Moshe have a yoda lomale l'meme Kachatzos. Moshe kosovar shemo yitu atstignine paro. Maybe they'll make a mistake. He'll say the Mark is coming. They will make a mistake and figure Chatzos 5 minutes for Chatzos. They'll say Moshe is fooling around. You should cover yourself. Maybe you'll be shown to be wrong and you'll be grabbed, you'll be caught in your mistake. In other words, he knew exactly what he was doing, Moshe. That's not a meduba here. But he was careful in his words that it shouldn't look like he made a mistake and he'd be caught in his words. Third teretz. Moshe Rabbeinu zichah knew when Chatzos was. Why did he say Kachatzos? He wasn't talking that day. He was talking to them midnight the day before. In other words, the Makkah came midnight, Yudal Nissan going into Tzvav Nissan. That's when my prayers came. He was talking to them the night before. The night of Yud Gimel going into the day Yudal at midnight. And he was saying, like you have by everyone, Ka'ez Chayu. Like this time tomorrow night. That's what he meant. Not approximately Chatzos, but like this time. Because he was standing at midnight. Ravashi Omer, Bepalgu Urta the Tlesa Nagi Abbeis Abakoi. He was standing Chatzos between 13 and 14 of Nissan. Vehochi Kom Ameshali Yisrael. Omer Kodesh Boruchul and Mocha Kachzos Alai Luki Uedno. Tomorrow at this exact time. So we come now with three terutzim. Moshe didn't know, David knew because he had the kinar, or Moshe knew and David, everybody knew. Moshe was saying kachat so to cover himself. They shouldn't think he was wrong. Or he's not saying anything. He doesn't mean approximately. He means to say exactly at this time tomorrow night, because he's talking the night before. L'David, shomer nafshi ki chosid oni. David calls himself a chosid there. That whole perek there is talking about hatei Hashem ozlecha aneini ki oni ve'evyin oni. He's making little of himself. Ani Levi Rabbi Yitzchak Chad Omar Kach Omar David. What do you mean to say Chosid? What is he trying to say here, David? Kach Omar David, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Loi Chosid ani. Am I not a Chosid? Shekol Malchei Mizrach Umayriv. All the kings Yishenim Ashol Shoyes, like we had before. It's going to be part of Zman Krisha. Kings usually sleep till 3 hours in the day. Va'ani. Chatzis Laylok Mohodes Chav Midnight. I'm already saying Shiris V'Tishbuch, and I'm up before that. The Gemara said. They're sitting in Kovod Melochim. They have very important things to do. And what do? Va'ani. I'm busy looking at Maris. My hands are dirty with dam, with shvir. Shvir is the skin around the forming embryo. We learned there, depends. Shvir Moli Mayim is not metame belayda. Shvir Merukim is yeh metame belayda. Gadaf paskin in the shaylas. Shilya, ain't shilya below vlad, depends the size, whatever. The paskin shaylas. Kidei latari shalabaylo. We pointed out then the Notabuna Tshuva says, Dovra Melech says, I'm a chosid. You know why I'm a chosid? Because I paskin maris and I'm a tari shalabaylo. I'm makel. Doesn't say I'm a chosid because I look at maris. Says I'm a chosid because you're luchloches letayr yishol abayil. V'loyoid elakom. Not only that, elakom ashen yoyse. I don't do it on my own. Ani nimla b'mifi boishes. I consulted mifi boishes. It's not clear if it's Shol's son. Shol had two sons mifi boishes. Not clear who this is. Pashas is the later one. Rabbi v'oy meloi. He says. I say always to my rabbi when I pass him mifi boishes. Rabbi yofadanti. Did I pass him good? If it's mominous, or in the foshes, did I was a mechay? Was I a lakaray? You offered tarti, you offered temesi. And I was not embarrassed. That's what the name means. We'll see. Omer Yeshua, Rei Davidi, my crow, va'adab Rebbe Dosecho neged melochim v'loy eivosh. I wasn't embarrassed to ask. Tona lo mefi boishes. Well, his name wasn't mefi boishes. Ela ish boishes. This is an esek bite in the gear, so let's leave it. You look in the Nach, the Chesh Menal, it couldn't have been Ishboishes. The Tyson Yoma says it really should say a different name here, but let's leave it for a second. Shmoy. Veloma Nikur Shmo Mifi Boishes, Shoy Mevayish Bnei David Baloche. That's what it means. That's why it's called Mifi Boishes. From his mouth came Amol Boishes, because he corrected David HaMelech Amol. Lefikoch, because David HaMelech was Maktin Atzmo, came out from him a son, Lefikoch Zoch David, V'yotze Mimenu Kilov. Kilov was the second son with Avigail. His name really wasn't Kilov, Ela Doniel Shmoy. V'loma nikra Shmoy Kilov, so you machlim pnei mifi boishes ba'alocha. Kilov, he was malachim of mifi boishes, who was the av hayro. He knew even more than him. He sometimes corrected him. Since chutz, that he made himself small, David HaMelech. And he was not embarrassed to ask and be corrected by mifi boishes. He was zeichet to a son who was yet greater than mifi boishes and corrected mifi boishes. The Olavom Shlomi Ashman Chamazon, him said Shlomi Bni Im Chacham Libecho Yismach Libi Gamoni V'Im Chacham Bni V'Smach Libi V'Yoshiva Chorfidova. Very interesting, Zog the Gemara. This pasuk that he calls himself a chosid is not in a boastful way. I don't forget. He's really making less of himself. He's saying, "Am I not a chosid? Look what I do. I don't act like the other kings. I don't sleep late. I'm busy at night, this being Mahalalu and learning." Or I'm busy taking care of being Mati Shalabaila, Binachnik Chosid. Im calls Eddie Gmar doesn't like it. He's still, it's odd. David should call himself a Chosid. Sof called Sof. It's a pretty heavy title. Chosid is a big stuff. David Mikori Lenavshe Chosid. Vioxiv, Lule Amanti, we'll start soon saying it. Nella, Lule Amanti, Liros Betuv Hashem, Beretz Chayim. And it's right, he's saying over there, if not for the fact that I trusted in Hashem, that I would get to Eretz Yisrael, they would have sent me out altogether. I have so much tzoritz. If not, then my emunah was shtak, I would have given up already, basically. Lule has nekudas on it. It's basic. We have words in Tanakh that have nekudas. So either you take out the word, or it diminishes the meaning of the word. So the meaning kipshuto means, if not for the fact that I was boteya b'Hashem, I would have given up. Meaning, but I was boteya b'Hashem, so I'm sure that I'm okay. But the fact that it's nokud on lule takes away that for sure kai. And it means, maybe yeah, maybe nisht. He wasn't even sure that he would get there. So you see, he wasn't sure of himself. But on myself, lule, I'm not so sure of any yodeim yeshli chelik b'neim in lav. So what's going on? He calls himself a chosid here, and he says not sure he's going to make it. And for the Gemara, Shemo Yigrei Machet, Rashi said he knew he was a chosid. And he knew he had tzchuyis. Why was he mesupik that if he would ever get to Tuv Hashem? Because he was afraid maybe he'd fall in later. And Shema Yigra Machet, as well, they said tzaddikim are always afraid. Shema Yigra Machet. Kid Reb Yanki Baridi, Reb Yanki Baridi, Romik Siv, by Yanki Vovino. Vinanoch imochush matir b'chazatela. Hashem zog tzuri Yanki Vovino, I'll be with you. What, there's nothing to worry about. Yet, uksiv ayira Yanki Vmioid. What was Yanki Vovino afraid when he met Esau? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him in the beginning, of Ayetze, vinanoch onoichi imochush matir b'chazatela. So how come in the beginning, Vayishach is afraid of Esau? Zog the Gemara, Hashem Yigim Achet. He knew he had a promise. He knew he had schuz. We're afraid in the Beni Beni. He did something wrong, and that would knock it out. Maybe after the promise, there were our averis. Kidetanya noch amoka. Ad yavon in the Shirat state. Ad yavon amcha Hashem. Ad yavon zukonisa. Two times. Lena chazal. Ad yavon amcha Hashem zubir rishayna. That was when they came into Eretz Yisrael the first time with Yeshua. Ad yavon zukonisa zubir shniya. Bir shniya is when they came up from Golos, Bovel with Ezra. Now, the Pasuk puts them together. Mikan Omru Chachomim, Reuyim Hoyu Yisroel, Leosos Lahem Nes Bimei Ezra, Kedera Shenas Lahem Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun. The fact that the Torah puts them together, Ad Yaram Cho Hashem, Ad Yaram Zukonisa, the two takings of Eretz Yisroel will be equal. The first time when they took Eretz Yisroel, Bimei Yeshua, so given kulon nisim, the ganze melchama was kulon nisim. There are chazalin that not one soldier, Jewish soldier, fell in those melchamas. Not one. There's a goyin in Habakkuk. I don't even know where Habakkuk is. I heard it once from somebody. Shtet on apostle lenoiga chanisecho, lenoiga psofi chanisecho. The Goyin says over there, in the Melchoma in Eretz Yisrael, every Jewish soldier would go to fight, would come up a Goy against him, would come a Malach next to the Yid, point at the Goy, and that was the end of that. As I get going in the Melchoma in Eretz Yisrael. That was the first time around. The second time around was a different story in Ganson. They weren't even independent. They were under the boot of Poras. They didn't get out for years from Kirish. What happened over there? The Ganatzuzog, the same thing. So the Gemara, Reuyim Ha Yisrael Yoslem Nesme, should have happened. So Yeshua, Elisha Gora Machet. It was Gora Machet. Right. In the Mishnah, we spoke already the other day. We have 3 days when the Zman Krishna night ends. Reb Elezer says, Ashmura HaRishayna, which we learned yesterday. We learned it, not yet together, but we learned it. That's what? It's Sholosh Mishmaros, a third of the night. Rabban Gamliel says it's still Amud HaShachar. Chachom say Chatzos. And what is the problem here? Reb Elezer understands what Shoch Becho means, the time people go to sleep, which is, he figured, was the first third of the night. But at the end of the first third, everybody, as Rashi puts it somewhere, who's planning on going to sleep, went to sleep. You're making a mishmer, you're making a mishmer. But if you're planning on going to sleep, you went to sleep. Fine. Rabbi Gamliel says of Shoch Becho means the time people sleep, not go to sleep. So that's still Amud HaShachar. As we pointed out, people used to get up at Amud HaShachar. What did the Chachomim hold? If they hold like Rebbe Gamliel that Shochem is when people are sleeping, about it till the morning, and if they hold it's the time of going to sleep, the Gemara is not willing to make a machloikis here. He's mechula, people go to sleep till 10 o'clock, him till midnight. Doesn't make sense by the Gemara. Although we'll see on Daf Tes that that's not so simple. Keep it in abeyance. We shall return. Us and Douglas MacArthur, we shall return. Chachomim keman svirlo. Iker Rebbeleza svirlohu. That it's the time of going to sleep. Lemel ki Rebbeleza. Iker Abon Abgamliel svirlo. They hold it's the time of sleeping. Lemru ki Rabban Gamliel. Aramura Shachar. Says the Gemara, as we spoke already, the truth is they hold like Rabban Gamliel. Richtig min adin, this man Krishma is till the morning. But they made laharchi godo min aveiro, as the Mishnah tells us, they did that very often, to make sure you say Krishma by the morning. We said, say it by chatzos. Liyoy lom ki Rabban Gamliel svirlu. V'hodo kromi ar chatzos, ke laharchi geso odo min aveiro. Now, here we have to be careful. It's a siog, what they call. They made a siog. Kiddushani. Hey, the Gemara bring up Brisa with a siog. Let's be careful. You'll see. It's not exactly what the Gemara should say. Chachomim also siog l'divrayim. They made a siog. Kidei shelo yehi odom bo min asode bo erev ye. We're trying to prevent a person will come from work. Listen, Metzchamutri, you come home from work, you're gemutrit. Then you got to go to Daf Yomi Shia yet. You know what I mean? It's a rough day. V'yomi, you know, listen, I'm tired. Eilech lebeis chayim gein. Oichel kim, I'll eat a little bit. Eshte kim, I'll drink a little bit. Ishan kim, I'll take a shtickle nap. V'yacha kachek v'krishma v'es palil. Then I'll be rested, you know what I mean? Then kenach davenim t'gantz t'gantz kait. Then I'll say Krishma, then I'll daven. What happens? He takes his nap. Before he knows it, the alarm just went off, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. V'choytfoso shino, nimtze yoshin kol alayla. So what really should a person do? Aval odom bomin asodeh bo'erev. Nichnas abeis haknes, it's gemarani shul. Im rogel likros kari, he has some time, and he learns chumash, he'll learn abasal chumash. Im rogel ishanah, shen l'mishnah. V'kari krishma, umispalo, and then go home for supper. V'oichel pito umivorech. Now, let's just continue. The Gemara gets a little sidetracked. End of that brisa. V'chol ha'oivra al divrei chachomim. You don't do what Chazal said? Chayiv misa. Now, this is true of all over al divrei chachomim. Frankly, what was episode? It's all over the place. All divrei chachomim is that. Why did in this brisa they come bedavke to tell me chachomim? Ma'ishno b'chol duch d'loka toni chayiv misa. Ma'ishno hochadik toni chayiv misa. Yeah, when it comes, like you pointed out, Ephraim, when it comes to falling asleep, you know what I mean? Oineshina is a big one. So we have to make sure we're going to scare you a little bit. Oineshina is, you know, people fall asleep. They fall asleep, it's a big oines. So we're going to shake you up a little. Listen, don't fall asleep. You're talking about a chiyav misa here. We're going to have a machloikis, that's a big machloikis, where the tefillas arvis is reshus or it's a choiv. If it's reshus, you're not going to say on that, chay misach, may not that my revolt together.
So where do they accomplish by saying you have to lay Krishna? The person will still say the same thing. I'll get it for chatzos.
Slow down, hold. Hold 1 second. Hold 1 second. Why didn't you get today? Hold on, we're going 1 second. So, meantime, the Gemara knocks off the side point. Why is it Seichi Yemis? It says, Gemara says two terutz. You know, and the Sheen is a big one, so we have to. How did I say? Underline. What could, emphasize. How did I say? Make it today with the underlinings, you know. Or to tell us, as I think a Chiddush, that Tfilah Asar is Sechoiva. Said, Tassat, Mustam Sheng, is under Rabbeinu Yainer. Rabbeinu Yainer comes in, he asks, how come it says Seichi Yemis? It doesn't say Seichi Yemis anywhere else. An original Kashmir. And he gives another teretz, it's not in the Gemara. He says, because this is a weaker type person, this is a weaker type rabbon. It's only a siog. We all know you can really lay until the morning. I mean, this is just a preventive thing. So people won't be so scared of it. So they made it. Interesting thing. All the Chayin was saying, he missed the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is the kasha. The Gemara gives two teretz. He has the kasha, gives a third teretz. It's the in a few places. Most of the Achronim say that Rabbeinu obviously did not have this piece of Gemara. Obviously did not have this gear, so these last few lines didn't have it. Okay, now, the question is, what's Bechal? What's saying that, Bryce? It looks a bit like Kash and Borscht over here. I'm telling you that the Chachomim hold really, that you can lay Krishma till Yamur HaShachar. But they made a Syog that you should read before Chatzos, correct? I'm bringing you a raya from a Bryce that does not say that. The Brisa doesn't say a word about Chatzos in my Gemara. The Braisa says you shouldn't eat before you say Krishma. Keep shooter, that's what it says here. What's that do? Chatzos. What's that do? I'm not hungry. I'll go to do what I have to do. 3 o'clock in the morning, I will say Krishma, and I'll eat supper. So what's that do? Chatzos. It's not nothing to do with it. Is most Rishonim learn the Rosh? Another point. How do we paskin this Asik over here? Then one's going to soon say we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. We paskin Amud Hashach. Yet all the Rishonim, everybody, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yoinah, Shulchan Aruch, everybody paskins this din that you shouldn't eat before you learn Krishna. That's also a bit funny because Kipshuto, this is going in the Chachom. Most say Chachom hol til Chatzos as your Kidesanya. This story, the Rishonim all understood here that this yog is not the yog of Chatzos. That's not what it says here. The Gemara is just bringing a brisa that they made siyogim legabe krishma. That's all the Gemara is saying. Now, as I'm telling you, that really it's till Amud Hashachar, but they made a siyog till Chatzos. Where do we find the chalal that they made siyogim legabe krishma shalarvis? Here's a brisa that they made another siyog that you shouldn't eat before you say krishma. But that has nothing to do with the chachom. That's according to everybody, and that's why all the rishonim paskin it. That's not the chachom. It's not so smooth in the Gemara. It doesn't read so good. But that's how the Pech, the Rosh, the Ben Yonah, the Rif, the Rambam, everybody goes that way here. Oh, Mama. Meantime, it said in that Brisa, it said over there, what should he do? He learn a little bit. Kairi Krishma Mespalel. He should say Krishma, and then Davin, meaning Shmonesh. That's not, we have to have a machloikis. It's an interesting thing. Machloikis, Rechel Shlokish, Meiriv. Rechel Shlokish didn't have Meiriv, the way we done Meiriv. He had Shmoneh Esrei before Krishma and Meiriv, not the way we do it. We always have in the morning and at night Krishma, then Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't have it that way. In the morning at Krishma and Shmoneh Esrei, in the at night he had Shmoneh Esrei and then Krishma. So meantime, we have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan right here because it says, Koyri Krishma, Umispalil. It happens to say it in that order. Zog di Gimori, Oma Mar. Kari Krishma Mespal Masail Rabbi Yochanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Ezu Ben Oyla Mabo. Zasoy Megula Latvila Shal Arvis. Smich, it means you have to have Krishma first. Smich is Gula Latvila means Krishma into the Gula Shmitzrayim. Gula Yisoyan into Shmon Esrei. Eat means even Arvis. The Ika Gula Latvila is the Ika Gula is in the morning. But he held even by Myriv, you have to have Smich is Gula Latvila. Reb Shuben Levi Oymer? No. Tfilas be'emtsa tiknum. Meaning the two Shmoneh Esreis are in the middle of the Krishmas. Meaning you start in the morning with a Krishma, you finish at night with a Krishma. In between you have your two Shmoneh Esreis. Meaning the Shmoneh Esrei in the morning is after Krishma, the Shmoneh Esrei in the night is before the Krishma. It's between the two Krishmas. In the meantime, let's see what they're talking about. But Michael Miflegate, Eboy say, meaning Reb Shuben Levi doesn't have smichas gula tefila by Meir. Finished. Zagmat chutzah rai Rabbi Yochanan. But Mike, what's their shaila? Iboy same a svora. Their shaila is, was there any sort of gula at night that we have to make a gula tefila? Rabbi Yochanan saw a gula meyort and nami havi, a gula mali salahavi. Elatzav, the final gula was until the morning. Bepsi gevena gula at night. Come back to Yerandaf Tez. Rabbi Yeshua and Levi saw a kibla havi, let me tzav, lave gula mali is finished. That's not called a gula at night. Iboy same a crow. Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, meaning night is like day. Ma kima krishma bakatvil, just like in the morning, first is krishma, then Shmoneh Esrei. Av shchiva by night, nami krishma biachakach tvil. Rabbi Shuben Levi Sovar, fakeh, ma kishchiva lekima in a different way. Ma kima krishma somuch lemitoso, meaning the krishma is closer to your bed than the Shmoneh Esrei, because in the morning you get out of bed, you say krishma, then Shmoneh Esrei. Is at night also? Meaning it's closer to going to sleep, so it's after the Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so lechur we have a raya. There's a very simple raya here. To Rabbi Yochanan, therefore smich is gula tefila by night. It says kari krishma mespalim. Mosiv mar brei de ravina bo erev. We spoke right. Bo erev bo shtayim lefonel shtayim lacharei. All right, in the morning. I'm sorry, at night is four brichas krishma. Marav Arovim, then afterwards you have Gol Yisrael Hashkivenu. Frag the Gemara, the famous problems. Obviously, there's no Sviches Gula L'Tfila. In the morning, you go Gaal Yisrael straight into Shmoneh Esrei. At night, after Gaal Yisrael, you say Hashkivenu. Forget about Yiroi Neinu. That came in after the Gemara. But even if it's Mana Gemara, it was Hashkivenu. So you see, there is no Sviches Gula L'Tfila. Moshe, my brother, Avina, Berim, Vosh, Taim, Funer, Taim, Lachwe, Vihamed, Boy, Lismich, Holokosoma, Gula L'Tfila. The Boy, Lame, Hashkivenu. Amre, came in the Tkinu, Rabbonin, Hashkivenu. Once the Chazal, Wumasakin Hashkivenu as part of Mayriv, Kegula Richta Domyo. That's all considered Gula. They made it for a Gula Richta. And the Rishonim point out you have to say the same thing with Yiro Einenu. This long thing we say by Mayriv, most people say. Some don't, but you say it. What are we going to do? What happened to stopping the Gula? So that they were trying to say that once it became the minik to say it, say the Gevoren Gula Richto. The Ramban Taka says he didn't say it. He didn't say those psukim because it's a hefsek. When Gula Tzvila, the minik in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas, they don't say you're a nano by Mayriv. Once the Masakin, it's Enoch Anami. Enoch Anami. Oh, now, once again, Gemara proves it. The Loma Tei Mehochi that is such a musig, approved it is such a musig of extending things. The Loma Tei Mehochi, chakras everybody holds you have to have smichas gula tefillah, that's for sure. Hechi motzi somich. When we say Shon Esin, are we saying a gula tefillah? In between gula and tefillah, we say Hashem svosai tiftach, ufi yagetil osech, as gaposing etilim. Something to Tomek Gula, and it's not part of Shmoneh Esrei, that's for sure not. So we are also Mapsik Ben Gula L'Tfila in Shachris. In Shachris, everybody holds you have to Smichas Gula L'Tfila. V'om Reb Yechanon, B'tchila Oimei Hashem Sosai Tivtach, B'tchila Oimei Hashem Sosai Tivtach, B'tchila Oimei Hashem Sosai Tivtach, what do you have to say? El Hosem came to Tkin Rabbon L'Mei Hashem Sosai Tivtach, Kitfila Arich Nedam. Once they made Hashem Sosai Tivtach part of the Shmoneh Esrei Nusach, it does a Tfila. So when you say Megol Yisrael, Hashem Sosai Tivtach, that becomes Tfila. So too, the Gemara says, we'll say in Hashkivenu, it became part of Gula. Ochanami came to Tkin Rabbon L'Mei Hashkivenu, Kegul Arich Nedam. It does have to do with Gula. It's not completely off the wall, Rabbi Frank. That Tosis says, they're showing the point. That came late after the Gemara, you'll have to say that. Kaddish is something else here. That's Kaddish is a different problem. Shmonesh. You'll have to say that. What can we do? Yeah, we're stuck. Take a little excursion for a second. What's it that Gesa Gmula the Tfilah and get down in Elam Haba for them? It's pretty heavy, no? It's a big deal, you know what I mean? You don't talk, you have to go yourself. That Kumpt Elam Haba is a pretty good system. Pretty easy ticket if you ask me. I mean, it's an interesting memory. Ezu ben Elam Haba is the same Gula with Tfil. It's interesting. Rashi, first of all, where's the coupling of the Rashi? It's good to know where it comes from. The Smichas Gula Tfil, Romza David Besefer Tilim. The Chsiv in Tilim Yutes, it says, Hashem Tzuri Vigayali. That's the last passage in Kapitel Yutes. What's the next passage in Chof? Yan Hashem Beyoim Tzorim. Immediately after saying at Sem Tzuri V'Gayali, we go right away to ask. Rashi says, he brings a Yerushalmi. Mi she'ein esoma gula tefila l'mohu doyme. L'oyavo shel melech, shebo v'dofak al pischo shel melech. The melech's friend comes and knocks on the king's door. Yotzo ha-melech, comes out the melech, umutso shiflig. The king comes to the door, the guy's not there, he left. Avhu hiflig, the king went away. Meaning, you come to ask the melech something, you praise the melech, and then you disappear for it before you ask what you want. You come close to Hashem by being mishabech Hashem for gulas mitzrayim. Vehu miskarev elov, and Hashem comes close to you. Uba oida korev elov, yeshal etvo atzrochov. Then you should ask. But wasn't the case a glick for Olam Habo? There, Rabbi Yonis says it over niflo admoid. Says two things. He says. But the same Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbi Yankiv used to point out, so the same Rabbeinu Yoina, the Geis Alam and Brochus, is the same chos that Rabbeinu Yoina, for Shari Tshuva, same man. He says like this, the point, why did he take us out from Mitzrayim? L'yoseinu lo l'avodim. He took us out, the gula was for what? That we should become avodim. Goal Yisrael is saying the chesed of Gulas Mitzrayim. Tfila is avoida. Vavarito, vavarito, dosa tefillah. When we're soim a gula letefillah, we show that we came out of Mitzrayim and we know it for one purpose, to be avdei Hashem. Fadem im ezeich alelam habu. Kemen she makyeshu avdo, when they should go alov osu ritzoinu mitzvoisov, nimtze she babu zeh ezeich alechayu elam habu. Smir is gula letefillah means, I know I came out from Mitzrayim to be your Eved. I immediately go to avodis Hashem. And zokta, no chazach. Tamachim. When you mention Gulas Mitzrayim, you show that you're Boiteach Bashem. Immediately coming out from Gula, if you're asking Hashem for something, you don't ask for something unless you feel the person can give it to you. If I'm asking you, give me das, give me food, give me parnosa, obviously, I feel that you're the one who can give it to me. It does a bit toch. And this one, that he has a chazam, they came out from Mitzrayim, they saw the nisim v'nifloyes, bot chuboy. And on that it says, v'yayi yisol sayar glot, v'yaminu b'ashem u'moshe avdo. So now when a person is maskir de geula, that bot chu avoseinu b'ashem, and he saved them, and he immediately davens, he shows that he also is boiteach, that Hashem will answer him the way Hashem answered them begulas Mitzrayim. Kmo she'ono liyisov avur she'bot chubo. They mask your eyes, Hagulo, Miss Follow Me Yad, because that's Taka Balbi Token. Unzekta Beni Yoin, the Bahabi Token, who Iker Hayiro Vehoemuno. That's the beginning of things. Because Zoycha Bissiboso, Lachaye, Oilam Abo. Let me invite them. Rabbi Lozam Rabavina, call him a Tilly the Dovid, Ashri, Behol Yem Sholish Pomin. Move to Closure Ben Elam Abo, my time, Hoka, Abo, I'm sorry, my time. Elam, I'm sure that's the Olive Bays, it goes with an Olive Bays, Neymar, Ashri Swimme Dorech. Kufyut Tes and Tilam has 8 olive bays. If it's an olive bays, so Kufyut Tes. Asib Tanya Appen. Elam Shum Dispe Poseach is Shodecho. The Gewaldig is Schwacht Hashem that is Mefarn is debris. Name Halal Godel. Let him say Halal Godel over there. Noisin Lechon Chobosa Kilolam Chazdo. The Sib Bay Noisin Lechon Chobosa. Elam Shum Dispe Tarte. The Milofun Ashrei is, it has both. It has the olive bays. And it has Poiseach es Yodecha Maspia L'chol Chai Rotzen. Zog de Mashur, good to know, we'll talk more about the Suda. Zog de Mashur, what's going on over here? What's the Chol Beis? What's the Olive Beis? Olive Beis is a remez L'limor HaToyre. Shenitno B'chof Beis Oisyois. Chof Beis Oisyois is the system of learning. Without that, we couldn't get started. Is Olive Beis is a remez to limur atoyro shenit nebuchov beis oisyos. Poiseach es yodecho is that Hashem is mefarnes the bria. It says dosim mozin la guf, dosim mozin la nefesh. The two go together. It can't be without. You have to nourish the guf. You have to nourish the nefesh. As we said yesterday in Pirkei Avos, imein kemach ain toyro. There's no mozin la guf. There's no mozin la nefesh. Imein toyro. There's no mozin la nefesh. There's no mozin la guf. Let me gain a bit of light though. There's no nun there. There's the mapol of Klal Yisrael in the nun posel in Omos. Nofla lo soisiv kum psulas Yisrael. The understanding about nofla soskim shall never get up again. Or be marova metatz. They learn the posel different. Hochi nofla lo soisiv linfall. She says after talking this, fakir. It means to say when the read of Klal Yisrael is so much nofla lo soisiv linfall, then will be kuma. Immediately came with the slamach, the ruach hakodesh, soimech Hashem lechol hanoiflim. So Dr. Rashi, even though he skipped the nun because of the nevilo, he didn't want to be merames, but chozav eroma smichas hanefilo, soimech Hashem lechol hanoiflim. Right, Omer blozav rabavina godel mashenema b'michol yosim mashenema b'gavriel. Michael seems to be greater than Gavriel. Not greater, more said. The Ilba Michael Ksivayov Eli Echon Minasrofen. In one jump, he does his Malochim jump, the Perea, the jump. He does his work in one jump. Vilgabi Gavriel, Ksivish Gavriel, Asheru Isi Bachazoin, Betchila Muaf Bayoaf. It took him two jumps. My mashvat ha'echon michoel. How do you know echon min asrofim is michoel? Om Rabbi Yechon asks you echon echon. Ksiv hocho vayoaf elai echon min asrofim. Ksiv hoso vinei michoel echon min asrofim. Or rishoyin and bolod zreini. What's going on over here? I don't know. But the mashur zok as follows. I'm sure you understand better than I do. Mimini michoel umisvoili Gavriel. Michoel is mayim. Dosa rachmim. Gavriel is eish. Dosa din. Godel Mashinema b'michoil, the koyach of Rachmim, meruba midah hatoyva mirus haporonis. A Rachmim is greater than din. When Michoel goes to do a job, he makes it in one shot. He shoots out and he does what he has to do. Gavriel, when he goes to enact din, makes two stops. He stops in the middle to give the person a chance to do tshuva. Tona Michoel ba'achas Gavriel b'shtayim. Eliyo ba'arba. Look at Mashur. I honestly don't understand what he says. Looks very interesting. Ukubaldik, I don't know what he means. Malach HaMoves b'shmoyne. When the Malach HaMoves comes, it's eight things, meaning seven stops. They give him in the last minutes a person time to do tshuva. Seven stops. Mal the Malach HaMoves before he takes the person. And that's, of course, a remez, you all understand, to the Zayin Mamodets we make. When we take a nifta to the kever, we stop seven times. Ubishas HaMageifo. Okay, then there was Exardin. Be'achas, he shoots out. I'll tell you one interesting thing. The Shvach, Poiseach Es Yodecha, that's a big Zacher, that Hashem was Mefarnes, everybody. Look at Rashi. Rashi says there, where is it? So I lost it. Rashi says an interesting lotion. The Isbe Tarti, Rashi has two things. The Osi Ba'alef Beis, the Yesh Bo Shvach, what? Hachonas Mozoin, Lechol Chai. Rashi's emphasizing that he prepares food for all of creation. Zog, they bring from the Goyin. What's this he underlining here, Rashi? What's he saying? Zog the Goyin to say, you're telling me Ashrei is a big Zach. Why? Because it has two things. It has Aleph Beis, like Mashur says, Rem is Limrat Torah, and it has that Hashem is Mefarnes. Zog the Goyin, I have another kapitel for you that has that also. Kuf Yud Aleph in Tillim. Did you ever notice? I never noticed. It's in the Aleph Beis. Hallelujah. Oide Hashem b'chol leilo of Aleph. B'soy Yishorim ve'edo. Gidoy l'masei Hashem, Durushon l'chol chetzeim. Hoy v'hod apolo, v'tzitkos, we get the answer Aleph Beis. This is the end. Reishis Chochma, Seichel Toib, Tilos Omer Eslat. So it has Aleph Beis. It also has Mozen. Chanev Rach Mashem, Teref Nosan Lireyev. It's Chaposu, we say it by Zichreinus Rosh Hashanah. Bal Torim Adachazin, Teref Nosan Lireyev, and Emar. So what... What happened to this capital?
There's no comparison.
What? We're not, this is Terev Nosan Lireyov. We're trying to be madgish here that is mefarnes the entire Bria. We're more universalistic and less parochial than they make us out.